am a U.S. citizen. You are a U.S. citizen. I'm a state citizen of the state of Florida. You're also the state citizen of whatever state you happen to live in. And we're also U.S. nationals all at the same time. There really is not a big distinction among this issue. People make too much out of nothing. You see, for nationality purposes, there's a definition. I will show you. For tax purposes, however, there's a different definition that applies. And that's when you got to pay attention. When it comes to the federal tax law, the Internal Revenue Code, federal tax law, it has its own definition here, folks, okay? So we're going to go over that a little bit later on, okay? So I'm going to show you this, though. This is a very important Supreme Court case, Rubin and Allison Company versus Ivott, Tax Commissioner of Ohio, which came out in 1945, okay? We go further on this case. Here's the key important language that you should know, because the term United States means more than one thing. See, most patriots forget the term United States could mean three different things, not just one thing. Here they say, the term United States may be used in any one of the several senses. It may be merely the name of a sovereign, an independent government, occupying the position analogous to that of other sovereigns in the family of nations. Like, again, come to Japan, France, Egypt, Russia, you know, they're all independent countries, right? So are the states. You know, the so this America as a whole, all the 50 states as a whole, compared to outside world. President of the United States represent us in for foreign relations. When you go in Japan or Egypt or Germany, you're looked upon as a U.S. citizen because you're from the 50 states united. That's what they're talking about here. It may designate, however, the territory over which the sovereignty of the United States extends. And that territory they're talking about is originally used to be only the District of Columbia. And the road folks back in the late 19th century and early 20th century, the federal government acquired lands that did not become states. Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, American Samoa, okay, and a couple other tiny pieces of land. They're lands, but they are territories of the United States. They're ruled directly by Congress of the United States. Congress can do whatever they want over D.C. and all these lands. So that's what this one is talking about. Okay? And for tax purposes, that's what it is. Or it may be the collective name of the states which are united by and under the Constitution. Well, yeah. That could be referring to the 50 states, California, Florida, New York, Texas. That's what it could be talking about. Independent states, 50 of them collectively. You see, so for nationality purposes, we're all U.S. citizens, okay? We're using a third definition here. We are state citizens of these states united, and at the same time, we're state citizens. Folks, we are citizens of the United States. The states united as it looked by an outsider. However, for tax purposes, it's a second definition. D.C. and a territory that federal government is sovereign over, which right now they define that as being D.C. for tax purposes, okay? I'll show that to you momentarily. In Title 26 of the United States Code, laws on income tax, folks, the Internal Revenue Code, United States, you see on the right, is only a tiny little District of Columbia where The federal government is completely sovereign, completely independent. That's where this book primarily applies to. Unless certain chapters or parts have certain different specific definitions, as some do, it all refers to the District of Columbia. All this gobbledygook, the last part of definition is the most important part. Let's go to section 7701. That's the key term from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. Definitions. Are they so important? Yes, they are. Chapter 79 on definitions. So when used in this title, what title again they're talking about? Title 26, folks, remember, Internal Revenue Code. I'm sure they see the same thing, folks, from U.S. government's official legal websites. The U.S. House of Representatives, Lawyers, Counsel, at uscode.house.gov is what you see here. So here, for tax purposes, they have definition on many terms. And look at 9 and 10, United States and state right here. As you can see, the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the state and the District of Columbia. And the term state, well, the term state also shall be construed to include the District of Columbia. So you have District of Columbia, which is same as states, right? State or states, doesn't matter. You have 1,000 states, it's still D.C. So the state and state are really the same thing because one District of Columbia or 10 District of Columbia still add up to District of Columbia, okay? So, and you see, so it all includes District of Columbia. Folks, what's really interesting about it is if you go down to A38, is you see now you are not a United States person. You see, yes, it's very important to see how this all relates because these definitions really add up. You got to go down, folks, quite a bit to these definitions, A36, I think it is, isn't it? Oh, where is that? So United States person has its own special definition, U.S. person. Just give me a second, folks. I'm going to have it up for you guys momentarily. There's a lot here to sort through, folks. Here we go. There's A30. Here we go. United States person has its own special definition. The same United States person means a citizen or resident of the United States, which is a citizen or resident of District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. See, you are not a United States person. Because United States person means only a District of Columbia person. It's so important to see how this definition builds on top of each other. Okay? And look, even a domestic partnership, domestic to what? District of Columbia. A domestic corporation, domestic to District of Columbia. So Walmart, folks, in Arkansas is not a U.S. corporation. Yes, Walmart has no legal duty to file income tax either because they're not a D.C. corporation per the law. They just voluntarily paying income tax to the federal government. And even a state or a trust, if they are a United States person, if a court within District of Columbia is able to exercise primary supervision over the administration of the trust and one or more District of Columbia persons have the authority to control all substantial decisions of the trust. Wow. See, all these terms are very important. So bottom line is, folks, your nationality doesn't matter. All of us are U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, and state nationals, state citizens. You don't need to do anything to declare your sovereignty, declare your state citizenship, your state nationality, all this stuff. These distinctions people try to make is nothing. It's just a waste of time. It doesn't accomplish anything, and you rely on the wrong thing. You're relying on a misunderstanding of the immigration and nationality laws. Just relying on the federal income tax law definitions, which applies to federal income taxes. So folks, I've seen people rely on this kind of stuff for over 30 years and get in trouble and lose to the IRS. Why? Because it's just nonsense. It's just wrong. Folks, I'm not trying to put anybody down. I'm not going to name names of the guys that talk about this on the internet through seminars. I saw a guy out there that talks about this. His first video has over 300,000 views. Obviously, he's a better marketer than I am, okay? But it's just not correct what he's saying, okay? You need to do nothing special. What you need to do is understand the law as written by U.S. government on their own official legal websites. So what you want to do is go to Freedom Law School's website, folks. That's where you want to go, okay? At freedomlawschool.org, okay? You can restore freedom and never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely. And if you choose, guaranteed. That's a choice. The guarantee part is optional. See, what you want to do is go down, click on his arrows, go down, and you see the 7 steps, folks, you need to take to free yourself of virus deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with a lifetime guarantee if you choose. The first 5 steps, folks, are there for you for free. Totally, you can do it on your own. I'll put all that for you. The last 2 are optional. You arm yourself with a law that based on the U.S. government's official legal website, no law requires 99% of Americans to file income tax. And you'll see the only people required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers and contractors. That is it. You know one of them? You don't owe it. If you have a military pension, you pay income tax on that income only as a non-resident alien. With respect to Washington, D.C., and all your other income is tax-free, okay? So you check it out for yourself there, folks. Step 2, you end the filing of income tax confession forms, folks. See, filing income tax confession form does not protect you. Is not the safe thing to do. Instead, it gives the IRS the power to put a noose around your neck. Will you put the noose around your neck yourself? And step 3, you must realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes. The IRS is extremely unlikely to be able to empty your bank account and steal your money if you do not file a 1040 income tax confession trap form. Yes, folks. They're not the gods imagine me to make them out to be. They're frauds. The same lies you heard on the major media about the January 6th insurrection, about Trump-Russia conspiracy, you know, about Iraq and weapons of mass destruction, about the corona hoax. Same media sold you the IRS is God when they're not. Okay, they're weak. Okay? Step 4, folks. Go back to it. Take courage from our victories, folks. I, as the founder of Freedom Law School, have not filed or paid U.S. income taxes since 1993. The IRS knows this, but has never attempted to put me in prison. Why? Why? Because they don't have a right. They don't want to put me on a jury trial and give me a victory. See, I can help you do the same thing. You can be just as victorious as I have been, folks, with the IRS, right? So step 5 is write your lawmakers about the law. Folks, their job is to write the law and explain it to you. File and pay income taxes only if your congressman can't show you the law that requires you to file a pay income tax, because they cannot. Our petitions to Congress to do something about this, stop the IRS and DOJ misapplication of income tax laws to people of the 50 states, folks. Yes, it's all based upon U.S. government's official legal website, like we just saw, quoted, printed, and attached to these petitions, right? No jury will ever see this because the government does not want the jury to see that you are right, you're relying on the law, that you're innocent. They will leave you alone if you have a record by certified mail of having mailed those petitions to your congressman and ask them humbly to correct you, right? So it's very important that you do this, folks. All this is for free, okay? You can do it on your own. The optional steps are step 6, join the Restore Freedom Plan, and with it, you will enjoy total peace of mind with a lifetime guarantee, a lawfully stop filing and paying income tax. Yes, not only will you not go to prison, guaranteed, because we rely on the law, check 3 more times with the lawmakers, right? Like me, I'm free. But on top of that, we'll win the court cases if they come after you, do all the paperwork for you. You just have to print, sign, and mail out what we email you. But if you lose, no problem. We'll reimburse you, whether it's $10,000 or $10 million or more. Folks, you have nothing to lose. It's a total win-win for you. Nowhere else, no one on earth has such a guarantee except Freedom Law School. Folks, you are meant to come across us. You're meant to live free, brothers and sisters. Okay? The last step is the fun part. Okay? Because you see, folks, you want to spread the word, folks. Tell others, folks. Share the good news. Get paid for each American. You set free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. That's pretty simple, folks. We refer somebody else to us, the first year membership of somebody. Half of that is your reward, goes to you for opening your mouth and sharing it with somebody, or email it to your friends, family members, court, you know, co-workers, your church you go to, anybody you know, folks. You know, people are afraid, people are brainwashed. Oh, no, not interested. Conspiracy theorist, crazy, tax evader. Folks, don't let those native people who've been brainwashed stop you. Go tell them the good news, okay? And love them. Love them with the truth. Set them free. Give them a chance. And believe it or not, a certain percentage of those people will follow you and be free just like you. We're going to get America back, folks, little by little. So, folks, that's what you want to do, folks. And together, folks, we are going to take America. Now, you be more prosperous, because you see, our membership basically is only 30% of what you would have paid the D.C. swamp. Yes, the swamp wants this much from you. Roughly 30% of that goes to Restore Freedom Plan, to Restore Freedom Fund. You get to keep the 70% for you and your family, but you get the peace of mind with Freedom Law School being behind you, that you'll be completely safe, your freedom and your property all safe. Again, it's an option. You don't have to. You can do the first 5 steps on your own if you want to. But folks, start the process. Start educating yourself. And folks, congratulations. You know, right now you have an opportunity to be free. Take advantage of it. On the way to work and back every day, these steps, listen to the videos in your car as you travel. Yes, listen to them. If we want to see the laws, everything, at dinner time or lunch, put your smartphone up and chat in your car. And now you can watch it and see, oh my gosh, This is real. This is true. This is based on U.S. government's official legal website. So do your part. Be free. Be prosperous. My friends, I give you my love. I want you all to live a great life that you deserve to have. This is my way of loving you, giving the truth. Now it's your time to go forward. Check this out and share it with your friends and family members also. Thank you for watching. Okay. All right, you're going to cut out those parts that I was looking for the law, right? Okay, let's get to your questions, folks. We have two callers right now ready to get the questions answered. From area code 916, we will take his call first. And the one from area code 813. But we are going to put the caller number on the screen if you have a question. The number to call is 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, you press 1. That will let us know you have a question. Press 1. After you dial 657-383-1755. Press 1. We have also a third call from area code 484. Okay? Now, to protect your privacy, folks, do not give me your last name. Only your first name. Also, tell us know how we are doing a good job to reach out to people because, folks, we're censored, folks, you know. They closed a channel. YouTube closed a channel, you know, about 5 months ago. Tell the truth, right? Get a volume down, please. And so tell us how you hear about us, your first name, and then your question, please. So we have another call from joining from area code 425. So let me review. We got call from area code 916, 813, 484, and then 425. 916 area code, your first, my friend. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi there, this is Sue, and I heard about you from, I think it was the Stu Peters show.
Great. Very good.
Okay. So here's my question.
May help you.
My 916 is a California number, which I lived in California in 2022. And I was fired from my job at the end of 2021 for not getting the COVID shot. So I had unemployment for a short time. It was $11,700 from the state of California. And then I moved to Florida at the end of October and got a job here. And I've worked here for 2 months of 2022. So that's what I made. Do I still have to file the state? Because I got the form for the unemployment for California, and then I worked 2 months in Florida. There is no state income tax here, but I do have to pay federal. Do I have to pay federal?
Nope.
Those are my questions.
Nope. Well, let me ask you. You said you're not from the District of Columbia. You're not a citizen or resident of D.C., therefore – you have no requirement to file any federal income tax. And state of California follows the federal laws and forms. Therefore, you don't owe California anything either.
So I can ignore all the paperwork they keep sending me.
Yes. You can file 13M or throw them in the trash. Up to you.
Okay. I'm going to do that because I trust you.
Well, listen, you don't have to trust me at all. Folks, you don't need to trust me, anybody. Just go these steps, folks. Look, you just got to go down and check it out. And see if you click on these seven steps I just showed you, you go down, click on star seven steps right here, right? And then you scroll down one more time. Here we go. Let's see. Here we go.
I went through your steps, and I totally believe all of it.
There we go. It's all right there. I mean, it's not my work. It's the government's own official legal websites.
Now, I'm still paying federal taxes out of my paycheck in Florida. Do I stop that, or what do I do about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can stop it. You should. Yeah, we have instruction on that for free on our website. Yes.
Okay, and my employer will do that? It just seems like it would be difficult. Okay.
No, it's easy. Whereabouts in Florida do you live?
I live in West Palm Beach.
Okay, Southeast. Yeah. There are a few times they have little problems. some little resistance from a few employers, but we, you know, if you're one of our students, you know, one of our Restore Freedom Plan members, we can help you with that also. But you can do it on your own if you want to. It's on our website.
Well,
folks, if you have any trouble with any of this
right
stuff
now, like
on our
to.
Website, call our office. We'll guide you to our website. It's not a problem. If you have a challenge with our website, call us. We'll have to help you.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Sue.
Thank you.
Let's go
have
to area code 813 caller. First statement, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. Good evening. I hope you had a great day. My name is Yuri. I'm from Tampa. And I heard about you from Joe Bannister, is an old video seminar that he did that was recorded. And he talked about you. Thank you, first off, for all your amazing work. You're educating people, and you're a freedom lover just like I am. I even told my parents about you. I've been trying to educate them about this this topic. And I think they might be, they told me they're listening today for the first time ever, I believe. They're listening to the live stream. I hope they still are. Anyway, yeah. My question was related to the topic today, and thank you for taking me as a caller. I'm having a bit of a hard time. I know you talked about how we are citizens of our state for in Title VIII. That has to do with immigration and nationality speaking. We are U.S. citizens for under Title VIII. However, in Title 26, I saw it's very clear that the definition of the United States is the District of Columbia only. However, it does say the citizens or residents of the District of Columbia. Obviously, I live in Florida. I'm not a federal employee. However, my question, like the one thing I just can't really wrap my head around is how, since I have a U.S. passport, isn't that technically issued from the District of Columbia, making me a citizen of the District of Columbia because I have the U.S. passport?
No. Because remember, the federal government was given 18 specific powers on behalf of the states, common needs of the states, like foreign relations, you know, common defense, common money, common nationality, immigration rules, common bankruptcy rules, you know, foreign commerce, stuff like that. So remember, in that sense of dealing with foreigners, United States means the 50 states and the territories. So U.S. passport is as much for someone from Guam and Puerto Rico as you from Florida or someone from D.C. or California. It makes no difference. Do you remember this court case? Hold on. Let me show you, refresh you. Look, this case, Hoover and Allison Company versus Yvonne, the tax commissioner of Ohio, 1945. Here it is, folks. In this case, the Supreme Court tells us what? The term United States, in quotes, may be used in any one of the several senses. See, they're different, the United States. They don't tell you up front, but you've got to know what United States they're talking about, because the different senses mean different things. Okay? So as I tell you, usually it may be the merely name of a sovereign occupying the position analogous to that of the sovereign. Sovereigns in the founding nations like America versus France or Egypt or Japan. That's what the U.S. passport is given to you for. Sooner over than Egypt or Japan, you're from America. That's what the U.S. passport is for. Okay? But, you know, for tax purposes, it designates the territory over which the sovereignty or independence of the government of the United States extends. See? That is the District of Columbia. Okay? That's what they're talking about when it comes to tax purposes.
So the U.S. passport is strictly defining a citizenship of a nationality, of just the nationality of the continental state in the geographical sense, correct?
As dealing with foreigners, with the foreign world. For the foreign world?
Not for tax purposes.
Not for tax purposes, just for nationality in relation to all the people of the world, we're all U.S. citizens.
I see. Well, thank you. That clears it up for me. Thank you very much, Damon. If you wouldn't mind, I would have a a second question that's on a slightly different topic, if you have the time for that, sir. Thank you. The second question I had was something that I couldn't find covered in your content. It may not be something that you cover, but I was wondering if you had any information about capital gains tax and what are who's liable to that? Is that a lawful tax? Anything you know about that you could share with us, please?
Sure. Your capital gains tax, tax of capital gains, wages, commissions, business income, short-term, long-term capital gains, stocks, bonds, real estate, all of that. What matters is what land geography did that profit come from? If you got that profit from France, pay French income taxes. If you got that from Germany, pay German income taxes. If you got it from District of Columbia, pay the D.C. income taxes. That's what the U.S. income tax is. It's on D.C. source money income tax. What you make in Florida, Texas, California is not a part of the United States for tax purposes. You see, for tax purposes, the United States is defined as the District of Columbia. Okay?
So that includes capital gains tax then?
That's right. The capital gains tax only for people, citizens or residents of District of Columbia.
Wow, that is incredible. That's huge.
All you investors, your money's yours to keep.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank mm-hmm. you so much, Pamela.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, call from America 484. You're next, my friend. Give us your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
It's Ormond Dino again, and from the Stu Peter Show.
I'm sorry. Repeat your name again, please.
Armandino.
Okay, Armandino. Yes, sir. You called once before?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how may I help you?
So I'm in the process. I've watched almost all your videos, and I'm starting the process for the W-4 to send to my employer, and I'm in Pennsylvania. So my question is, once I submit that to my employer, and assuming there's no, kickback, obviously, that's only going to exempt me from the federal tax, PIA income tax. Will they still deduct that, or will I have to do something separately for them?
Well, Pennsylvania is one of the few states that their income tax system is separate, independent of the federal government. Most states have chosen to have their state income tax follow the definitions of the federal income tax laws. They did not have to do that. They could have been independent of the federal government tax laws and definitions. Because each state is a separate sovereign country. Remember, the corona lockdowns were done state by state. Why? Because all countries with their own governors, legislatures, Supreme Courts, every state in America is a country of its own. All the powers of sovereignty is in the state governments in the American system. The federal government has limited time powers. And then the media and the incompetent public school system teaches us that the federal government is above the states. But no, it's the other way around. The states are above the federal government. The states created the federal government. Okay? And they gave the federal government only small, limited powers. So, did I ask your question?
Almost. So, still automatically out the PA income tax, right?
The PA income tax, as long as you're in Pennsylvania, you must pay it. They should take it out. You need to pay it because Pennsylvania has its own independent system. Florida claims not to have any, period. And some states, like California, have their income tax based upon the federal tax laws. They didn't have to do it that way, but they did. So, yeah, as long as in Pennsylvania, you have to have withholding from your wages and pay income tax to Pennsylvania.
Okay. So, basically, my employer will still automatically deduct the taxes owed to PA for income, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, awesome. So, then you don't have to do anything else. Then you just submit the W-4, and then they'll stop taking out the federal, and then...
That's it. Yep.
Awesome. Okay, that's all I wanted to ask. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Armandino. We have a call from area code 423 was here, but he left, looked like. Are you there? Folks, we have an open call right now. If you have a question, folks, I put the number on the screen. So we have a call from area code 425. I think, yes, we have a call from area code 425. That's right. Give me your first name, my friend. I heard about us, and then your question, please.
Casey, and I heard about you. I saw you on YouTube.
How recently was that, a new channel or old channel?
It was the old channel.
Okay. Very good. And how may I help you?
Hello, Payman. Well, my question is can you remind us, I guess, why it is they don't just go in there and put 50 states instead of states and just be done with it?
Because they cannot. The U.S. Constitution, in fact, I tell you this, I'm on my website. I'm going to find this video that talks exactly about this topic, okay? And in more detail, let's go to our Freedom Hour on the top right. Go to our Odyssey channel. You click on Odyssey on the left. And then when you Odyssey, go on content, click on content, and then put on there 16, okay. And the video on this topic, okay, here we go, about a year ago. A short version, a long version of this topic, okay. There's several videos about this, really. One is called, here we go. Did the 16th Amendment in 1913 permit the creation of the U.S. income tax system? The full complete video. And this is the same video, the short version of it, only 6 minutes. Also, I did this other one, how the income tax was imposed. Okay, put those up for you. Okay. On Americans, despite the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, is a full version, okay, 20 more minutes. And this other one, how the income tax was imposed on Americans despite the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, 8 minutes, short version. So those videos will tell you exactly the answer, which is short answer is this. The
okay.
U.S. Constitution is the only constitution of a major country on earth that limits the government's taxing powers on the people. It says direct taxes must be apportioned or divided up amongst the states. And back in late 1700s, early 1800s, it was done, tax on real property, land, and slaves. But they didn't do it, by war of the states. So the international banksters, when they want to enslave the American people to be able to pay the debt on the Federal Reserve money creation lending the government at interest, that interest had to be paid. So to have money to pay the interest on the government loans and the money that the bankers were creating out of being able to lend to the government, they had to have a tax mechanism to pay that interest. So what they did, they wrote the law as applying only to the District of Columbia territories. 1913, it was written that way. Okay? So it's always been that way because why? The federal government has complete control, taxing powers in the District of Columbia and territories. In 1913, it was D.C. and federal territories. Over decades, a lot that changed. and everything was gone except D.C. was left in there. Okay? So they could not change it because it would be unconstitutional. The 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution did not change anything at all. The dog and pony show to distract you, to make the American people believe that the 16th Amendment gave Congress new taxing powers. The Supreme Court clearly said many times back in the earlier 20th century that the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution did not give the federal government any new taxing powers. Short answer, watch the videos for a more complete answer. Okay, Casey? Anything
okay.
else, my friend?
Yeah, I'm just curious here. If you had a bank account and as big of a target as you are, how confident are you that you could still beat them?
You talking about me or you? Me say you.
You.
I don't have a bank account. I haven't beaten them
you?
For 30 years. Yeah, I don't have a bank account, no.
No, I was under the impression that you just had dealt with cash and that
yes,
you didn't have a bank account or nothing.
Cash and crypto and gold, yes. And to protect your privacy, you want to do cash as much as possible. Or crypto, or gold, silver, barter. When you use banks, Supreme Court says you gave up your right and your expectation of privacy voluntarily. Even though
I see.
That's not really true
so,
because they make it difficult for you to do business without cash, or with cash.
So you're saying that you're out there. They can see the money going into your account if they want.
No, they don't.
Pardon?
They don't see what I got going on. I don't use banks.
Okay, well, there you go. That's kind of my question, though, is would you be
mm-hmm.
as confident if you did use a bank that you could still beat them?
See, I am different than you.
You said asked that you're not going to go in front of a court and argue these
mm-hmm.
all these definitions. They're not going to allow you because they're so corrupt.
No. That's not true. That's not true. The problem is you have an outsmarted them. You're not three steps, four steps ahead of them. See, that's the problem. Let me give you an example. The January 6th event. Okay? Many people were, they saw Ray Epps, the guy was telling people, tomorrow we're going to go into the Capitol. And this tall blonde guy never got charged with insurrection. He was the FBI informant. People around him started calling him Fed. He was an agent of the FBI trying to incite people. The setup job. Anybody who's been around enough to know how corrupt the U.S. government is, should have known, no, this is a trap, folks. Don't fall for it. This is a setup. Don't go in. Alex Jones, for example, told people, don't go in. It's a trap because he was smarter. He knew better. But people went in. And then the evidence of their innocence was hidden from them. The video surveillance of the U.S. Capitol, which is about tons of it, was not given to the people to see, to the defendants. So they had no evidence to present the jury that I'm innocent. Like this, you heard about the shaman guy that got 4 years in prison, right? Well, once Tucker Carlson showed his video that he walked through with policemen escorting him, passing policemen, trying to open doors for him, they let him out of jail. Right? See,
yeah.
you know, I'm not going to sing or you without preparation. Step five is important. Let me show you, folks. That's why step five is very critical. All the first five steps. Here it is, step five. Question authority. Write your Congress members. File paper income tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file paper income taxes. Okay? Safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Folks, what this is you have a record now by certified mail. You sign these petitions to congressmen to stop the criminals in D.C. They have in Congress oversight authority over executive and judicial branches. they don't have any federal employee, be a judge or head of DOJ, IRS, impeached and removed from office. Yes, just the president. They can impeach and remove anybody. Ted Reitman is a House Committee on Weaponization of the federal agency, like FBI, DOJ going on, right? That's what it's all about. They do an oversight. So you write to them. Make a record about all this. Yeah? So if they say, well, why didn't you file income tax, your fair share? You say, well, I wrote to my lawmakers, all three of them. These petitions based upon the U.S. government's official legal websites quoted and attached. Here, you're here. Read it for yourself. I mailed it by certified mail. None of them said I was wrong because obviously I'm right. What do you think those jurors will think when they read your petition and see, wow, thanks for the law lesson. I didn't know that. These crooks have been lying to us. You're not the crook. Those guys over there, the government agents, they're the crooks who try to put you innocent man in prison. You innocent, they quit you, and I'm enjoying your fight. Join your quest. You see, they don't want to come after you when you got that.
Well, isn't
why
it more likely
come
that
after
you're going
me?
To go,
what's that?
Go to tax. Or isn't it more likely you'll go to a tax court where you don't have a jury?
To come after you for money, yes. Criminally, they have to give you a jury trial, but they have to take a tax court for money. And be right, guess what? IRS came after me, okay, step four, and tax court, and I beat them also. Okay, here it is. You can see our some of our victories. Click continue on there. And here it is. Let's go down a little bit more. Look. Not only did they not try to put me in prison for not filing income tax or paying for 30 years, I beat them many times. Okay? Here's my victory number three. I beat the IRS when they imposed 13 years of taxes, $663,000. U.S. Tax Court, IRS Appeals Office, zeroed out those taxes. There's a short video on it. Here's a little write-up about it on all the hyperlinks on the documentation to prove everything I'm telling you. It was all done that way. See, if you're prepared, you can win. That's what I'm here for, folks, to prepare you and back you up. I prepare you as much as I can with step 1 through 5. Are you able to back you up fully? Then you want to go step 6 and 7. Okay.
Okay, that's
any
all,
questions?
Payman. No,
okay.
That's it for all the work you do.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day.
For your question, have a great evening, my friend. Yeah, let's put the number on the screen one more time, the call number. You're next. If you have a question, call 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question. 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1. Okay? Let's see. Do you have any more callers? I think this is it, right? No, we have one more caller. Oh, 828? Oh, yeah. 828 area code caller. Yes, my friend, you are next. Give me your first name, Hi, Gerda Modest, and then your question, please.
Hey, Paymon, my name's Norm, and to be honest, I'm not really sure where I heard you first. I know it was on Rumble, but wasn't sure. Can't remember what channel it was, but anyway, mm-hmm. I am glad that I did run across you and listen to a number of your videos. My question is, I'm in North Carolina, so what is the rule or guideline for state taxes for state of North Carolina?
North Carolina follows the federal tax laws and definitions. So if you have no federal tax liability, you have no North Carolina state income tax liability either.
Okay. So I'm self-employed. I have my own business, and I have subcontractors. So typically I give them 1099s at the end of the year. So how should I handle that since I'm kind of going in a new direction?
Well, you simply stop sending 1099 snitch forms or false to the IRS and the subcontractors. That's it.
Okay. Alrighty. And are there any more details on this as far as your website? With the state?
Well, yes. If you want more explanation on this, I'll be go to our Odyssey channel, like I showed earlier. When you go on the content, content, then you put on there you want to know about 1099 issue. Put on the search on the right side, there, put 1099, put 1099 there, and then here it is. Okay, there's, I talk about the whole 1099 issue right here. You got an IRS 1099 form. Okay, must you file a 1099 form? Tax return at all. Okay, this is a short version of this topic. 26 minutes long. And here's the complete version, 17 minutes about the issue. That, yes, 1099 should not be issued to people in the 50 states. Only if you are performing functions of federal public office should you be 1099 other people, but you're not, right?
Right, right. Nope, okay. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. I really appreciate you addressing the issue tonight on state nationals, because that's been something that I've been debating in my own head. So I appreciate your addressing that.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. Same with you, Norm. Do you have any more calls or any questions? The number is 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. I think we have one from area code 602, right? Let me see. Someone from area code 602. You're live, my friend, from area code 602. Tell us how you heard about it. Grady is your name?
Yes, hi. My name is Sam, and I saw you on Stu Peters.
Good. And how may I help you?
Yeah, Marcus, I live in Arizona, and I was wondering if that also falls into the D.C. thing, so I don't have to file as well?
Yes. And the state of Arizona also follows the federal tax laws and definitions. So therefore, you don't have to pay Arizona state income tax either.
Very good. And then I also had a question. So I was following up until last year. I did an extension, and then I never filed because I saw you around that time, and you said just because you filed an extension doesn't mean you have to file. So then I didn't file. And then this year I'm planning on not doing it as well. But the years prior, I was so busy with the COVID and all these things going on. I started an assisted living home, and everything. I just wasn't ready to file my taxes, so I just told my accountant, just do it just like it was last year, and we'll go back and amend it. Well, I still haven't amended it. Would you go back and amend those prior, or would you just follow through and just send the letters like you said and follow through the whole course like you're doing, and then try to get signed up with your program and just move forward and then deal with them if they come back and check my other taxes? Or what do you think?
You want to amend the 2020 tax return? Is that what you mean to say?
Yeah, prior tax returns that I did file,
mm-hmm.
Would you go back and amend them, or would you wait for them to challenge you on them?
Why would just go on? Let the bygones be bygones.
Very good.
Cool, from here forward, 21, 22, 23 forward.
Got it. I will do it, sir. I appreciate you, and I followed your advice, and I gave the paperwork to my because I'm employed as well. I have a full-time employer until I get my business up and full and paying for itself, and so I can quit. But anyway. You guys helped me. So they went ahead and did it. So they're not pulling out federal income tax anymore. So I really appreciate your help. We went down to the wire, but I gave them all the paperwork you told me, and everything's great. So I appreciate you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Glad to be of help, Sam. Tell somebody else, folks. Share the news, okay? Smile, have fun, text, email your friends, social media, put it up there. You never know who you're going to be helping out, okay?
You got it. I'm spreading the word, buddy. I appreciate you very much. Thank you so much.
So, by the way, folks, these brochures that we got, we mail them to you at no charge, okay? Restore Freedom, Drain the D.C. Swamp. No, based on U.S. government's official legal websites. No law requires 99% of Americans to file the income tax, okay? That's step one in there. There's step two, and filing tax returns, right? Step three, realize IRS is mostly bluff. Step four, take courage from our victories. Step five, okay, question authority, right? Step six, restore freedom plan and get paid for sharing the good news with others. We mail you these things to you, as many as you want at no charge. At the back, here, the bottom, put your name and phone number. If someone calls with your name and phone number, they sign up. Their first membership, half of that is your reward. Yes, half of that is your reward. Minimum is 1,000. So if that person's membership is 10,000, you get 5,000. If their membership is 1,000,000, you get half a million. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Let's go to area code 949 caller. My friend, you're live from Orange County, California, where you used to live.
Hey, how are you, Payman?
Good. Who is this?
Hey, Payman. Yeah, my name is Chris. I live in Texas. How are you, sir?
I'm good. So you left Orange County for Texas?
I beg your pardon?
You left Orange County to Texas with 949 area code number.
Oh, I know. That's Southern Cal down by you, but I had to keep the number. Had it for a number of years. Hey,
right.
I wanted to go
and
over.
So how'd you hear about
I
us,
wanted
Chris?
To go over a couple. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
How did you hear about us?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I've been following you in Freedom Law School for some time, so I've heard you on some different programs and things like that, and I followed some others as being a pursuing my freedom, so to speak. So the information that you bring forward has been very helpful. One of the things I wanted to run a couple things by you. So like with my employer, I've been filing a W-4V as in Victor on that form. Again, it's a Department of Treasury IRS form, government form. And down under number 7, it reads, I want you to stop withholding federal income tax from my payments. So I checked that. Always get a little resistance with the employer, but with the W-4V, you can elect not to have your federal income tax taken from your paycheck. So I'm not sure if you just do the W-4 if that would be the same. So I've been doing the W-4V, and I've seemed to be successful. They'll still take Social Security and Medicare out. So that was the one point I wanted to bring up and get your feelings on.
Well, I just found the form online. W-4V is, let's see, let's look a little closer. The voluntary withholding
request.
Mm-hmm. And the purpose of this is if you receive any government payment shown below, you may use the form W-4V to ask the payer to withhold federal income tax. You get paid by by federal government? You do?
No, I do not.
Well, then this doesn't apply to you. If you receive any payment, any government payments, see that on the screen?
Yeah, I see what you have highlighted. Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, let me make it bigger for you. Here it is.
No, it's okay. I got it.
You may use this.
But I don't see. Yeah, well, it's been successful in the sense of they haven't taken the taxes out for federal. Even though that's not the case that I fall under. You know, I don't live in the District of Columbia, obviously, so I'm not a U.S. person in that sense.
Well,
you did
the wrong form, but it worked. But you want to stop doing the wrong thing, okay, because that does not apply.
Let me ask you this, then. If you file the W-4 with an employer, aren't they still going to withhold federal income tax? What differentiates that?
No, we do it properly. Because the employer has a gun to your head without W-4, they will not hire you. Well, they steal 30% of your paycheck. Employers in America, most of them do that. It's because you're under a gun, the filled out before by force because the employer has been deceived by the accountants, CPAs, and the government and media.
Agreed.
You fill out W-4 exempt, and you make a statement as to why you do it under duress of force, a gun to your head, literally, you won't get paid, or you can steal more out of your paycheck, 30%. Form does not apply to me. Here are the laws quoted and attached. So taking that down the road, these crooks at the Department of Injustice lawyers,
yes.
The same ones that are putting innocent people in prison for January 6th, right? Same crooks.
Yes.
They must put people in jail for tax crimes. You can take your W-4 to the jury and say, here it is. Chris tried to evade his taxes. Not pay his fair share but stopping the automatic withholding that all your jurors have from your pay. He stopped the automatic withholding, didn't file on his own, admit owing, and didn't pay his fair share. Put him in prison, jurors. Because he cheated all of you. No. I did this under force of an employer forcing me. And I said, I don't want to fill out this form. I shouldn't have to. It's wrong. And here's why. Here, jury, read what I wrote here. Read the law, Supreme Court, and the laws attached. They'll never want the jury
got
to
it.
See that. They'll never come after
okay.
you. That's why you got to go take an extra mile. Extra steps to be cautious and safe. That's the difference between Freedom Law School and other organizations. You guys, you know that
yeah.
Freedom Law School is the only organization since World War II. Speak about income tax fraud that never quit, ever been put out of business, or the founder of it put in prison. I'm the only one. And there's a reason for that. Because
understood.
I took extra steps, and I want you to take extra steps to be safe. Okay.
Yeah, I'll educate myself a little better through your Freedom Law School. The other thing that I've done real quick, and I know
mm-hmm.
you need to go here and get some other calls in.
Mm-hmm.
I did become a state national by rescinding my U.S. citizenship. As I understood it, a U.S. citizen is basically employee to a defunct corporation now, being USA Inc. that's bankrupt. So I'm not sure. I think the military is under control at this point because we really don't have a federal government to begin with.
There is all that you said. There's no proof.
Yeah.
That's just all baseless claim of these people who claim that stuff. Look.
So
a corporation.
You don't think the United States has been a corporation since 1871 by Ulysses S. Grant?
All governments on Earth, by definition, are corporations. Corporation comes from Latin from corpus, which means body.
Yep.
The only people with body are real people. You and I have bodies. We're people.
Sure, sure.
Government is
yeah,
a fake make-believe. Microsoft, Amazon, California, Florida, Egypt, Japan, France, California, United States are all debt corporation by definition. There's nothing new.
Yep.
Way back in 1791, the U.S. government was a corporation. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. A government, by definition, is a fictitious make-believe. You got to touch or smell.
Agreed.
The federal government doesn't have a body. It has people that work for it. It has buildings. Okay, it has papers. But there's no such thing as a, like, this is Paymon and Paymon's body. There's no federal government body at all. It's always been a corporation.
Well, yeah, I think that the going as a state national was basically just separating from admiralty law and maritime law because you're presumed lost at sea, which we're living, breathing human beings, obviously, which to differentiate. So it is complex and. But worth digging in deeper. But I appreciate, Payman, what you've been able to bring to my attention.
You're welcome,
and
brother. Let me tell you,
to your freedom
let
law
me
school.
Tell you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, Chris, okay?
Yeah.
I started back in 1992 and all this stuff. And at first, I paid $1,500 to cancel my adhesion contract that tied me to the system like a glue. That's right.
Yeah.
Then I paid $800 to become a state citizen, not a U.S. citizen of 14th Amendment.
Right.
Then after the seminar, I heard about from commercial goals. Back to the United States in the 1930s, the Roosevelt, the third government bankrupt, H.R. 192, and now Admiralty Maritime Law of the Sea became ruling, you know, and then but UCC 1-207 USA, way back to karma law. And more and more and more of these theories. I asked for proof about these theories. I was never given one. I remember when I went to Lake Richard McDonald back in 1993, I said, look, Richard, before I buy an $800 package of a state citizen, this other guy that paid $1,500 to cancel my adhesion contracts. That was back then money. Okay? That was a lot of money for a poor 29-year-old young man.
Yeah.
Tell me, show me how your state citizenship program is correct and they're wrong. Because they both can't be correct. You have your Muslim and Christian and Buddhist at the same time. Okay, you're not. One of these right?
No, I'm with you there.
Right? So guess what his answer was?
No, I agree.
He said, I am. He gave him no proof. These guys gave you no proof. These are just baseless claims. You know, kind of like this. I go to the supermarket, I joke with the cashier. They said, did you find anything you find? I said, no, I couldn't find a flying pig. Do you have flying pigs here? I couldn't find any milk. Chicken milk either, okay? And give it a chicken milk? There is no such thing. You're not on the Admiralty Maritime jurisdiction. That's a bunch of nonsense. That's a imagination. Woo-woo, really, it's like religion. I mean, folks, I'm not going to try to convince anybody to change your religion, okay? It's a matter of faith. Look, my wife is Mormon. I'm a deist. I don't try to talk her out of it. She doesn't believe in it? That's her choice. I'm a deist. I believe in creation. But not Christian. I was born Jewish. Don't subscribe to that either. Or Muslim, Buddhist, nothing. That's okay.
Right.
I love them all.
Right.
I respect everybody. But you know what? This issue of patent mythologies to some people, Chris, sadly, it's like religion. I believe in it. It's such a belief. Folks, is this piece of paper white or is it red? Look at it. If I don't show it to you, say, the paper is red. I say, prove it to me, paper is red. You cannot prove it. Jill, let's look at it. Oh, it's not red. You're wrong. So you cannot buy these people theories about Admiralty flag, and based upon this falsehood, they make other conclusions, more conclusions, more conclusions. They build a whole tree based upon falsehoods on top of falsehoods.
Yeah. Okay?
So just sort it all out. Go start from beginning. Clean, okay? The U.S. Constitution, this people create the states. People create the state. God created us, the people. We create the state to protect our rights. The state gives certain powers to our government, okay? And what happened is that in the public school system, they brought us up all dumb and ignorant. Me too, of the construction and form of our government. I thought our government is above the states. It's not true. Okay, everybody thinks that. It's not true at all. The states are above the government. Also, people think that government is our master. We whatever rights the government gives us. No, we are the master. They're public servants.
It is. Yeah, there are public servants, and they forgot that a long time ago.
But don't teach that to us in school. We have to teach ourselves adults. I'd ask you, how many constitutional rights do you have? And the answer is zero. We all have God-given rights that are secured by the government, by the Constitution. But the rights come from God, not from government. So we're not taught these things. So we're not taught
these basic stuff.
Then we go to the patriot mythologies. Patriot mythologies. That term means patriot, sovereign, powerful theories, right, about independent, but they're empty. They're just feel good, like Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny. There's no substance or reality to it. Okay? They make you feel good, but it's not true. I've said plenty. Do you have any questions, my friend Chris?
No, it's been good speaking with you, Payman. Thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome. My pleasure. We have another call from Erica at 818 from San Fernando Valley, California. Your first name, how have you heard about us, and your question, are you still from San Fernando Valley, my friend? You there? 818 area code. And a call from America 818. Looks like he disconnected. And I don't think we have another caller, do we? Let's put the number on the screen one more time. If two, some new callers. If you have a question, the number to call is on your screen, 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. 31755, push 1 on the keypad if you have a question. Okay? All right. It looks like we have no more callers. By the way, April 18th this year, and IRS extended the tax filing date to April 18th, Tuesday. For me, and hopefully for you, it's just another day. Okay? It's nothing. Okay, we have a call from Miracle 605. Okay. All right, my friend from Miracle 605. Tell, give me your first name, your state, how you heard about us, and then your question, and the call from Eric Wood 818 is back. So I'll take you next, my friend, okay, this time. Go ahead, 605 area code caller.
Hey, my name's Donovan from Oregon.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
Oh, I've been following you guys and Larry Beecraft and Joe Bannister and Freedom to Fascism for, I don't know, about 10 years now.
Okay. Very good. And how may I help you?
Yeah. Well, I'm a paralegal myself and an activist, and studied a lot about the distinctions between interstate commerce and intrastate commerce. And I just recently read the slaughterhouse cases, U.S. Supreme Court case, and how they distinguish between state citizen and national citizenship. And I believe that it still hasn't been overturned by the Supreme Court. It was a 5-4 decision.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong on that. But I had a question with regards to the W-4. And W-2.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she hasn't studied this information as well as I have, and she had filed a W-4 for her, I should say, in the generalized term, employer, but not under the 3401 definitions, employee-employer relationship. So when she filed the W-4, she didn't follow the exemption procedures. And she's looking to file an amended W-4 following the exemption procedures. And I was wondering if there's any retaliation or consequences for that.
Retaliation by who against who?
Against my wife. So she filed a W-4 for her employer in November of 2022, and we're looking to file a W-4 exemption for 2023. And since she didn't file for the exemption on the 2022 W-4, there's going to be any retaliation or consequences for doing that.
No, she's fine.
She's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Now, do you guys have any arguments on the basis that distinguish between interstate and intrastate commerce?
that has no relation with income tax issue. There's such thing as intrastate commerce, but has no relation at all with income tax issue.
Okay. That sounds good.
You're good.
That's all. Basically all my questions that I had for you.
Very good. Thank you for your questions, Don. We have a caller from area code 818, area code, and then one from 813 coming up next. Call from area code 818. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. My name's John. I've been a client of yours for 30-some-odd years. And all I wanted to do was take a minute to say thank you for all that you've done and saved me so much in the world of taxes. That I know there's a lot of people that don't believe a lot of stuff you say. I'm here to tell you that I'm your oldest client, and it's amazing what you've done for me.
Thank you, John. And John, I don't remember you from such a long time ago, so maybe you can move to four one of these days we get to meet. Way back. It was 1993 before there was the Freedom Law School.
Yes, and I just want to tell anybody that's listening that the stuff that you have done and where you've come from in 34 years is absolutely unbelievably amazing. I've made millions of dollars, and you've kept me out of having to pay any taxes. And when I encountered the problem that I encountered, you were able to deflect it and save me.
I know who this John is now. Okay, John.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Didn't know it was 30 years, John. I thought it was a little bit less than that, but thanks for letting me know it was a little longer than that. I had my numbers wrong. Thank you, John. Thanks for calling. Really appreciate your love, brother. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye. Folks, it's nice to hear some that I'm able to help people have their life free. My goal is to have you all be able to have a live and let live and love and let love life. That's the kind of world I want to see, you know? And I've always been that way. Like, why do you people want to oppress the people? You know, if you disagree, fine, disagree, leave each other alone. You don't have to even talk to each other about why try to oppress and push people to do stuff they don't want to do. You can tell them what you think. You can give me your opinion all you want. That's fine. Share. Speech, but, you know, don't make people do stuff by force. So that's what we're all doing, folks. So I really appreciate John and every one of you folks that are calling in. Every one of you, I know, I believe, you are really, truly in the mode of America's founding fathers. Really. It's not just exaggeration, folks. It really is. Because the founding fathers were a small percentage of the American people. Only 3% of Americans took charge of the revolution. That's right, 3% of 2.5 million people. Do the math. That means about 75,000 people, 5,000 people took charge and got our freedoms back from the crooked King John of England. So, you know, we can take America back, folks. We wake up and activate 3% of Americans. And, you know, we can really do a lot. We just got defund the criminals in D.C. we've been supporting by deception. And then instead fund the freedom movement. And, folks, we're doing it, folks. I'm telling you. This new Restore Freedom Plan, the lifetime guarantee, people are not coming saying, hey, man, I can't believe you can do this now, but I'm in. Count me in because you've been doing it for 30 years. So we're going to go a lot bigger and really take America back. I promise you, I'll never quit. I might slow down, but I'll never quit for you, okay? So thank you, John, again. We have one more caller with question from area code 813. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Good evening. My first name is Célio. I'm from Florida. And I heard from you, from my son, actually. He was the second one that asked the question today. So he referred you and asked me to join this call. And that's what I'm doing. Very interesting information. Thank you.
Your son earlier, I said his parents on the phone that was your son earlier tonight?
Yes. Yeah, the second question was my son. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm listening since then. Yeah. My question is the timing for the
W4. Hold on. Where are you from, Stella? Where are you from, my friend? You have accent.
Oh, Brazil.
Okay. Speak Portuguese. Very good. Okay. Please continue.
Yeah, we speak Portuguese, but we are American citizens here for a long time. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay. Go ahead.
So my question is about the timing for the W4. So if you change the W4 like now in April or May, it means that's been withdrawn for 4 or 5 months. So what's going to happen next year? Do you still need to do the tax return for one more time for just for that 5 month period, or just don't do it next year?
You don't have any tax forms at all, period.
I'm sorry, what?
You don't fill out any 1040 tax forms at all. No more.
No, I already have the W4 now for May. So basically, my employer has been withholding for 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I still don't do any tax form next year?
That's right. Stop the withholding from your paycheck and no more filing.
Well, thank you. That's my question. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Okay, one more time, we'll put the call number on the screen. If you have a question, you can ask it. It's 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you have a question, 657-383-1755. And press 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. I think we have a call from area code 919. Yes, you're live, my friend, from Echo 919. Your first name, and how do you hear about us, and then your question, please.
Adrian? Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, well, I heard about you through just your website after reviewing one of the video recordings of Sherry Peel Jackson and Joe Bannister.
Very good. How may I help you?
Yeah, my question is, I probably should review one of your videos again, but I couldn't remember, does the Congress, does it state anywhere that Congress authorized the President of the United States to authorize a change of United States legal currency tender? Because I'm aware of the Executive Order 14067, but I was trying to determine how can that be, that's not a law, that's an executive order. So how can it be allowed for a president to not declare or try to promote central bank digital currency, but it is being falsely promoted through Federal Reserve that it's a more convenient alternative to cash and the banking system we're currently under or utilizing. So, but it even on the whitehouse.gov, where I also research, it even states where they are considering central bank digital currency, but they even state on their website that it's a high-risk option to what we're currently using now, which is U.S. currency is a legal tender that's right now being utilized and accepted under the law as legal tender. But if they should push through the CBDC, that would eliminate our free and independent legal right to buy and sell and trade. I mean, if everything's under a control system of CBDC, we no longer have the freedom of free market and buying and selling as cash as an option. To me, the even any funds that we have, let's say to an employer, or even if we're self-employed, through the retail commercial banks now, that's all under U.S. currency, if I'm not mistaken. But if they should gain the confidence, hopefully the lack thereof, of a greater population.
Hold on. Adrian, what's your question?
Yeah.
You're saying a lot of stuff. What's your question?
So my question isn't it unlawful, or is it Congress is there somewhere documented that Congress has authorized the president to have any authorization of changing the United States legal currency or legal tender?
What was that executive order number you said? What was the executive order number?
Executive Order 14067.
Okay, all right. I looked it up online as you were speaking about all this stuff. First of all, executive orders are by the president as chief executive of the U.S. government for employees of the federal government. That is it. Has no force of law whatsoever. Okay? The laws
yeah.
are made by federal laws, are made by United States House of Representatives and Senate, signed by the president. Once you know your federal laws, you go, you have uscode.house.gov. I'm going to show you right here. You see that. Let's see. I got the wrong one. Hold on. I'm going to do it for you. uscode.house.gov. They have the one E too much, so let me get rid of that. Here we go. This is the laws. The United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. As prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. This is law. Okay, so the executive order, you know, are not laws. Here it is, the executive order, you know, 14607 that Wikipedia talks about. This is not law, has no force of law whatsoever. It's uninformed people have spread the rumor, okay? Doesn't matter, you know, the name. Ensuring responsible development of digital assets. It has no meaning. Even though its ultimate aim is to develop digital assets in a responsible manner, you know, it just has no meaning whatsoever, okay? The executive order addressed the potential national security implication of cryptocurrencies. You see, cryptocurrency gives us a way out of the phony money system of the banksters that's been imposed on us. Here's a law. We'll bring it for you right here. Look at this. From Title 31 Money and Finance, 31 U.S.C. 5103 Legal Tender Law. Okay? Here's Subtitle 4 Money, Chapter 51 Coin and Currency, Subchapter 1 Monetary System. Legal tender. The United States coins and currency, including Federal Reserve notes and circulating notes of the Federal Reserve banks and national banks, are the legal tender. That's a key word. Legal tender. Okay, for all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues. Okay, so they can never get rid of coins and currency and Federal Reserve notes. That's the law. The reason we are forced to take Federal Reserve notes is because of this law. Otherwise, you can insist on gold coin. Okay? You just silver and gold coins are still money. legally, a dollar is still an ounce of silver coin. That's still a $1. But that coin, instead of reserve notes, valuation is worth close to 30 Federal Reserve notes. So this is what the law is. And the confetti, we already have it. It is in your pocket, Adrian. It's called Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, debit card, online payments, Apple Pay. These are all cashless payments. I knew this young man, 30 years old, I met about 3 years ago. I asked him to address an envelope or something. He said, I don't know how to do that. You never paid a bill? I said, no. It's all on my cell phone. Don't know how to get a check, money order, pay bills, all on my cell phone. Cashless society. And I covered this topic, by the way, at a Restore Freedom rally that I did. Let me get that for you. I did do that. Let me get that for you. The Restore Freedom, let me bring that for you. Where is it? Here we go. That's it. Here we go. RestoreFreedomRally.org. Okay, in Orlando, Florida, we just visited it. Okay, and these are speakers that we had. Okay, a lot of great speakers, folks. Okay, now, if you watch the speakers that were there, if you click on here, you're going to make it here a little bit bigger. Flip to see the center, make it a little bigger. You have free viewing right here, on that here. And watch now. I talk about income tax right here. Step one and two, Saturday presentation. Sunday, step 3 to 7. And then is cashless society here and how to stop it. In this video, I address this issue specifically right here. Okay, by the way, the full presentation I did on income tax, Restore Freedom Class on Monday, all day Monday, below right here. You want to get a whole complete understanding of the 7 steps in one full presentation is the Monday presentation. Sorry, Sunday, our abbreviated version of the whole 7 steps, if you're interested to learn about it in one place. So, Adrian, you're going to watch the video below this right here.
Yeah.
Explain it to you in more detail, okay? They don't need to. They cannot get rid of $100 bills. They cannot. What they're doing is they make it inconvenient for you to use $100 bills. I went to a couple convention centers for events. Convention center said, we only take credit cards or debit cards, no cash. The vendors who buy sodas and food, we don't take cash. See, they're making it inconvenient for you to use cash. They're not forcing it on you. They're just luring you with convenience of debit, credit cards, and on your smartphone payments like Venmo, stuff like that. Okay? So don't worry about all the talk about cashless society and digital currency. Bunch of nonsense. No one's going to buy or purchase the phony government cryptocurrency, which has no privacy. There's no way to control it. That's not a cryptocurrency. It's fraud. And everybody knows that's the case. No one's going to buy that as a cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is by definition, it's outside of control of the government. It's public. You're owned by nobody out there. Not by some government. Okay? So don't worry about all that talk about government cryptocurrency nonsense. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. My pleasure. I think we're almost done. And last caller. Call right now, folks. I'm about to call up quits. Okay, we have another question that called with a question? No? Okay. 6-5, let's do the number one more time. 657-383-1755. Press 1 if you have a question. 657-383-1755. Okay? And let's see. What is the definition of cost in the tax code in relation to group term life insurance? I don't know. And I don't care. Because all of that is for people who are citizens or residents of the District of Columbia. That's who that applies to. Not me, not to you. Neither you nor me are citizens or residents of the District of Columbia. So don't get lost. All the minutia of all these, page after page of all this gobbledygook. Who cares? Okay? I got this thing online, as you can see right here. Okay? Here it is, folks. Definitions in the Internal Revenue Code are controlling. Okay? Here you see, when using this title, what United States is this law applied to? That United States is defined only as the District of Columbia. So if you have term life insurance from D.C., you're a citizen or resident of D.C., that applies to you. You would want to look up that definition to see what it means. Otherwise, don't bother. It's not applied to you at all. It was a written question somebody asked. Okay? If any more questions? Nope. All right, guys. Thank you for watching. I love you all. Wish you all a great evening. I'll be back with you next Thursday night. Another recording session of Freedom Law School. Freedom Hour. Go to freedomlawschool.org. Text and email to your friends, folks. Yes. Send them our website. Ask them to listen to the video on the drive to and from work. To and from work drive. And then ask them at the end of the day, what did you think? They didn't listen to it? Okay. Try tomorrow morning. Tell me what you think. Follow up with them again. Did you see it? No. On your way back home today, check it out. Tell me what you think. 9 minutes is the first video. Okay? Share. I love you all. Have a good night, everybody. Hello. On the sound.